Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz Sit Down. I'm Corey Vervink, being joined by Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Last time out for the Lady Giants, you guys defeated the Brownsburg Bulldogs 75-37. Can you tell us about that game, Coach?
Well, we jumped on them early. Really got them to turn the ball over quite a bit with our pressure. And when we shot well, the girls played really well, not only defensively, but we moved the basketball very well, had a lot of assists. And jumped out early with a couple of threes from Nia Clark and Imani Graham. Also hit one, and we just were kind of off to the races. We kind of got them on their heels early, and at one point led 19-1 in the first quarter, and we just kind of took over from there.
Well, Coach, it seems like after four out of your five starters graduated, it seemed like Nia Clark was the last one remaining. She seemed to embrace that role really well, being able to take over games. How have you seen her develop over the summer?
She's developed a lot as a leader. She's certainly our leader in the locker room and on the floor. She also understands that to be a real leader, you are sharing responsibility as well as just trying to take it all on yourself. And the more she shares, the better other people play. And naturally, when other people play better, we play better.
Now, Coach, next time out, you take on the Warren Central Warriors. We talked about them last week. But now that your team is 5-1, if I'm correct, or
4-1,
excuse me, how do you guys see yourself going into the mixed season, or how well do you see yourself right now, momentum-wise, going into the mixed season?
Well, obviously, I like the momentum coming off a big win against Brownsburg. Brownsburg's not a bad team. I mean, they've played some good people, very tough. They lost by 6 points to Plainfield, who's top 10 ranked. They lost to Center Grove by 10, who's getting votes. So they're not a bad team, and we just happened to catch, you know, ourselves on a good night, unfortunately for them, and we caught them just right as well. But we are getting better, and that's at this point what we needed to do. We need to, with a young team, you got to just work at getting better and better and better, and, you know, developing the concept of team play to where we want it to be. And so our defense is playing pretty well right now, and our offense clicked the other night, and obviously then I like how we're going into Warren Central.
Well, Coach, do you feel like your team so far through the early stages of the season, do you feel like they're outperforming expectations?
That's kind of hard to say. Depends on whose expectations. A lot of people would say that we're performing above expectations. There are those that expect Ben Davis girls basketball to be, you know, nationally ranked every year, and we're not going to meet those expectations for a while yet. I say yet because we've got a lot of talent, but, you know, they're young, and they make freshman mistakes that need to be corrected. And really, the only way you can really get a hold of that and correct it is to play. And we're playing.
Well, Coach, after Warren Central, you play Perry Meridian. What can you tell us about the Falcons?
They'll play us mostly man-to-man defense, and they'll be very, very aggressive. Coach Armstrong does a great job every year with them, and they'll focus on their strengths, which are a couple of inside players. They might be kind of weak at guard, and we're going to obviously try to attack that. But they've got some inside strength that we need to make sure we're very aware of.
Well, Coach, with the one game that I was at, I saw that the Giants early on in the game struggled against a full-court press. What type of team do you see throughout the season? How many teams do you see throughout the season that like to use that full-court press?
Oh, there's several. Pike certainly does. Lawrence North does. Carmel does. We could probably in the North Central. They all like that, and they're all good teams. It's not so much the teams that press us just because they press. It's because Brownsburg tried to press us a little bit. It's the teams that are athletic and can press. The teams I named are all very athletic, and that's why they press. I mean, we're athletic, and that's besides the fact that that's my philosophy that I love to do all the time. You know, we press because we can.
Now, how do you go about counteracting that against those teams?
We practice and get kids to realize that 10 seconds is an awfully long time, even though it doesn't seem like it. Learning to put them in situations in practice where they can get used to being really pressured and avoid panic is how we work at it.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Coach. We really appreciate it. Best of luck in your games upcoming this week, and we appreciate you joining us here.
All right, same here. Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.